to know him and good to be known of him. Amen. I was thinking when there's a singing there about my miserable, wretched life. I ought to be in hell when my back broke, but God's mercy reached way down and pulled me out. I shared something with the church Sunday night that I never had shared before, my personal life. I told them, a lot of people said, all you got to do is believe, but it's far deeper than that. Amen. Far deeper. But I can't remember a time in my life when I didn't believe there was a God. I can't remember a time in my life when I didn't believe that Jesus was the Son of God. And I cannot believe a time in my life when I didn't believe that he was crucified, that he was buried, that he rose again, but I was not saved. Amen. I told him Sunday night back over 40 years ago, we was gathering corn one time, had some liquor over there in the field and got to drinking pretty heavy and got pretty well loaded. And I said I need to go to the house. I wasn't able to maneuver around, shovel corn. So when I started the house and there was a log across the trail, and I remember picking my foot up to step over that log. When I woke up about 3 or 4 hours later, I was laying on the other side where I'd passed out. And I'm saying that to say this. If you'd have asked me before I picked up my foot, did I believe that Jesus was the Son of God? I'd said, why, sure, if I could have talked. And when I woke up, if you'd asked me, said, do you believe Jesus, Son of God? I said, why, sure. But you know what I was? I was lost without God. Amen. But when God come to where I was and showed me my sorry, low-down state and pulled me and drawed me unto himself and give me a spirit of repentance, then thank God I had faith in God and repentance toward God, and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, then God, for Christ's sake, forgive me of my sins, washed me, made me white, took me out of darkness, put me in the light. It wasn't nothing I done, but it's what God Almighty done. Amen. I had about 2 or 3 thoughts on our mind, and I hate to preach what's on my heart and mind this morning, but we're at camp meeting, and a lot of us need to hear some preaching so when we go back home, we can have some strength about it, how to fight this evil world. Amen. So, Lord, help us that we won't preach just for a few minutes and try to encourage your hearts. I know it may be rough for it, so if I don't say I'm going to preach it, what I'm going to preach tonight, morning, I want to preach out of the love of my heart. I've got no axe to grind with nobody. Amen. And not, I ain't want to pick on nobody. Hey, I'd rather go to the house and have to preach it. But God's laid it on my heart. Ain't no way around it. Either preach it or go to the house. That's all there are to it. But God's really stirred our hearts. And I'll say this. And you men here at Camp Meeting, you really don't know what good you're doing. Amen. We got talking about on the way back to motel last night. My daughter, I got to talking about when she got saved. She said Brother Charles Dixon was preaching several years ago when she got saved. And my wife got saved when Terry was about 15 years old. He was a preacher. So you men just keep preaching. Amen. You're getting a few along every once in a while. Amen. Encouraging the hearts of saints. If you have your Bible, I've got about 4 places I want to read. If you want to stand to your feet, I want to start out in Deuteronomy chapter number 6. I want to read a few verses. Amen. It's going to be maybe kind of rough before it's over with, but God has laid this on our heart. Deuteronomy chapter 6, begin reading with verse number 4. The Bible reads like this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou liest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and thou shalt be as frontlets between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gate. Deuteronomy chapter 22, and begin reading with verse number 8, the Lord being our helper. Amen. He said, when thou buildest a new house, then thou shalt make a battlement for the roof, that thou bring not blood upon thine house, and if any man fall from thence. And now you listen close to the next 3 verses, 3 verses. Thou shalt not sow thy vineyard with divers seeds, lest the fruit of the seed which thou hast sown and the fruit of the vineyard be defiled. Thou shalt not plow with an ox and an ass together. Thou shalt not wear a garment of divers sorts, as of wooling and linen together. Amen. In Isaiah chapter 4, for one verse, the Bible reads like this. In verse number 1, the Bible said, as speaking of the judgment of the proud, he said, in that day, 7 women shall take a hold of one man, saying, we shall eat our own bread and wear our own apparel, only let us, amen, be called by thy name to take away our reproach. Amen. Now in Jeremiah chapter number 14 for a few verses. Then we'll try to leave the thought on you that God's laid on the heart. Jeremiah 14 and verse number 13. Let's see if this don't fit our day. Amen. Then said I, O Lord God, behold the prophets. That say unto them, ye shall not see the sword, neither shall ye have famine, but I will give you assured peace in this place. Then the Lord said unto me, the prophets prophesy lies. In my name I sent them not, neither have I commanded them, neither spake unto them, they prophesy unto you a false vision and divination and a thing of naught and deceit of their heart. Therefore thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that prophesy my name, and I sent them not, yet they say, sword and famine shall be in the land. By sword and famine shall those prophets be consumed. You may be seated if correctly reading. I'd like to preach, God being our helper, take our text. Amen. Out of Deuteronomy chapter number 22. Amen. God being our helper this morning, I tell you how the Lord sure has been good to us. He dealt with our heart heavy on this. But I'd like to preach on what a mess. What a mess. God bless your heart. Thank God our world all the way from the White House, all the way down to the hen house. Our friend, she's in a mess. Thank God I never dreamed in my lifetime that I'd ever see our world in the shape it's in today. I never dreamed I'd see our homes in the shape they're in today. I never dreamed that I'd see our churches in the shape they're in today. I never thought I'd ever see our preachers compromising like they're compromising. But friend, we're in a mess. You'll find in Psalm chapter 107 where the Bible speaks about the children of Israel. I said they rebelled against the Word of God and God began to judge them. Now you hear what I said? They rebelled against the Word of God. Thank God that's the very thing they was a bucking. But you know what? When they turned their heart toward God, God sent His Word and healed them. Amen. I don't say the shape that we're in today. It's because we are rebelling against the blessed book of God. Amen. Amen. God said to start off with, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not bow down to them. Then He tells us, thank God how to raise your home. Thank God let the Word of God have full assurance in your house. Let it be first amongst everything. But He said here, thank God I know this is natural. But He said, thou shalt not sow thy vineyard with divers seed. Amen. I want to speak on a spiritual part of this. Our friend, our world today is being sowed with every kind of seed. I was raised an old sharecropper's son. Back, thank God, when you didn't have air-conditioned tractors. That old mule had to follow them. And you didn't run down to the corner store and buy seed corn every year. They had what they call open pollinated corn. I get God out of the crib, Brother Dixon. I'd have planted every year. So when you planted your corn, you made sure if you had the white and you had the yellow, you planted them far apart. Amen. If you didn't, they'd get crossed. And no way you could get it out of that mess. I don't say that's what's happened in the church of the living God. Thank God we've got side by side with this world, and we've got some mixed up. Boy, what a mess we're in today. Amen. I feel like preaching this morning. Thank God. It's time we got back. I cast all that out and got the pure seed of the Word of God and begin to sow it unadulterated, not mixed with anything, and let it fall wherever it falls. Amen. Just preach the Word of God and not mix it with everything in the world. Thank God, I thought sometimes I'd like to preach on the spirit of Sarah. Amen. Thank God Abraham promised him a seed. But Sarah didn't think God could do it, so therefore she had to help him. Amen. Had to get her hand made. Boy, we got a Sarah spirit in our churches today. Thinking God can't save. So we got to mix something in. Amen. Hey, God got to have games, gimmicks, parties. I'm a friend, I'm going to tell you something. There's never nothing that will produce a true born again child of God. He said being born again, not a corruptible seed, but incorruptible seed, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever, friend. Are we going to have to go back to the seed house and get the seed, a pure seed, and sow it one more time in the hearts of men? Amen. Hallelujah for God and what He's done. You know what got me in? It wasn't a suck hard signing. They didn't get me down to family a ball team. Hallelujah. They didn't take me whitewater rafting. Old man of God got up and preached with his finger about that long. Shell down the corn, the Word of God. Let me take it or leave it. It got planted in my heart. The Holy Ghost wanted it. And God birthed me into the family of God. Back a couple of 3-4 years ago, amen, I began to do a little experiment at the house. My wife had some squash seeds, and I planted some white squash over here, and I planted some yellow squash right next to it. And the first year, that was white squash, and it was yellow squash, just like she had planted. But they were so close together, they got mixed up. So I decided I'd just hold on, take some of them seed next year and plant them and just see what I can. You get where I'm going. Hey, man, I took some of them seeds and I planted them. That was the awfulest looking mess. You couldn't eat them. They was crossed up. So, my friend, that's what's happened in the house of God. How we brought stuff in beside the precious seed. Hey, man, put it in the house of God and mixed it in with the things of God. Hey, man. And that's why the church is looking like the world and the world like the church. They've got cross-pollinated. They've got inbred. Amen. Need to get back to the pure seed one more time and preach it just like it is to us, just as we are. Amen. You know, when I'd got messed up, what I had to do, had to chop them things down, throw them seeds away, and get me some more pure seed. Amen. You know what may have to happen where you at? You may have to do some chopping. You may have to do some throwing away. Amen. Especially if you've got something besides. Amen. Amen. I say in pure seed, I mean the old 1611 edition. grace in the King James Version, the Word of God. It's the pure Word. Thank God. You know, they got a disease out. I call HIV. You know, that's what that new Bible is. Amen. Hey, God. Hey, God, is invented right of hell. Amen. God bless your heart. It's deadly poison. Friend, listen to me now. I had to throw them seeds away and get some new seeds and start all over again. You'll have to agree with me how that people today are wanting to join the church and be just like them seven women was. Amen. Said, looking in. Let us wear our own apparel and let us eat our own meat. In other words, let us live the way we want to live. But let us join your church and take away our reproach. Amen. Ain't that what's happening? Thank God, used to be years ago a church had set somebody aside before they'd join in. But you let a donkey come through the door and buy somebody's boat, that'll take him in. Amen. I'm saying we need to get back. Thank God, the handling of God's vineyard. Just like he said, that'll handle it. You notice he said didn't anoint only corrupt the seed, but to corrupt the vineyard. We got a corrupt vineyard. Sowing diverse seed in the vineyard. It's a corrupt man. I appreciate the message was preached yesterday, both of them. And I appreciate both of them was preached last night. Do you mind if I go just a little further with what Brother Jones was preaching? Why come us in the mess? What a mess we're in. How come us in this mess? Amen. Do you mind if I tell us for a little bit? Don't blame it on George Bush in the White House. Don't blame it on the county government or the city council. It's our own fault that we're in. The shape we're in. Amen. You know, the home was the first thing that God ever instituted. It was instituted far before the church ever was. Amen. The Garden of Eden, God instituted the home. And from Genesis all the way down, God give you instruction how to run that home. Amen. He didn't say for Hollywood to do it. God bless your heart. Hollywood's of hell. And you puke it out to run your kids by. My friend, you're giving them a free ticket. Ain't God right into hell. You better get rid of that mess if you love your family. Amen. I feel like preaching this morning. God's dealt with my heart and stirred about our world and our nation. Amen. What our children and grandchildren are facing. I've just about got my journey made. Amen. I'm just about ready to leave out of here, but I got three grandchildren sitting right back here. Old Grandpa's going to drop the plow. Old Grandpa's going to try to help them. Amen. God, it used to be. God instituted them. One man for one woman for one lifetime. We've corrupted that, ain't we? Amen. Just get out now and swap wives or husbands. Just like swapping cars. I come on into the house of God. Amen. When you ain't got no time living on this, have you? Amen. I swapping cars. Amen. Going right out the door with one life on the arm, come back with another and still call him brethren. Amen. My friend, our homes is corrupt because we sold diverse seed. We've let Hollywood to direct our lifestyle. We've let Hollywood, amen, teach us how to dress. We've let Hollywood teach us how to talk. Amen. Diverse seed. God said, again, Deuteronomy chapter number 6, God told you how to raise them children. Get in the house with your children, kick that TV out, read the Word of God. Amen. When thou risest up, when thou settest down, Even after you go to bed, just keep talking about the things of God. Amen. Whatever you implant in the heart of your children, that's exactly what they'll go after. That's the reason why our home. Amen. Now, I'm not prejudiced. Amen. I don't know where this tape will get to. There's nothing in my heart against anybody. The Lord knows if it would, I ought to just sit down and begin to pray. But I've never seen, thank God, in my days, what a mess we've got. Amen. Our colors with white and whites with colors. You elders have to agree with me. How this mess started. Back in the 50s when Dwight D. Eisenhower was the president. And he sent the troops down to Little Rock, Arkansas. And made them take the colored people. And I'm not against them. Thank God I'm just against this interracial marriage. Amen. God's books against it. Oh, bless His name. And Eisenhower made them. I let them start going to school. It wasn't too bad. After them sat on one side of the school and one on the other. My friend, but you look, how the seeds got all messed up and the vineyards all messed up. Now nothing uncommon. I'd have seen a mixed couple out holding hands and hugging one another. My friend, our homes, amen, our vineyard is sold its mix. Oh, bless His name. We need some men today that'll stand for the truth one more time and tell our people, amen, what God said. I had a man one time to ask me, he said, you got any scripture on that? You got any common sense about you? Have you got any common sense? If you ain't, you ought to pray for God to give you something. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, the Bible says, doth not nature itself teach you that if a man have long hair, it's a shame unto you. Ain't no use of a man having to preach that. Nature teach you that. But you won't listen to the nature, so therefore somebody's got to preach it.
Yes, sir, brother. Amen.
Does not nature itself teach you that that's wrong? Did you ever see a black bird and a white bird, a red bird mixing? Nature won't do that. But we are doing that which is again nature. You may want me to go home after this. But we got a mess. Now y'all boys are saying amen to me on this, but will you go home and preach it?
Yes, sir.
Let's see if you'll say amen. Now, will you go home and preach it?
Yeah. Come on. That's right.
When you get home, will you teach it to your children?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Now, come on.
Yes, sir.
God bless your heart. We've got a mixed generation of people. It's a mess.
Yes, sir.
There ain't but one way to get it out of. Let's go back to preaching of the Word of God. Amen. Revealing sin. And let God deal with it. Right now, too. Preaching about this homosexual last night. Guess how we got in the shape we're in? We didn't just wake up one day this way, did we? Some of you young people look at me, you ain't never heard what I'm fixing to get. Guess what I'm fixing to get on to? But God made them in the beginning. He made them both male and female, right? He made them to look different, right? They're a different personality. They've got different... they're just different. She was to be the keeper of the home, the man to labor and toil and make a living. She was to bear children, amen, guide the house, teach the older women, teach the younger, amen, to love their husband, be discreet keepers at home. Ain't God. Now the babysitters are doing it.
Yes, sir.
Vineyards messed up.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, and I just turned 61 year old last Saturday. When I was a kid, you could tell a man and a woman apart as far as you seen them. Now you shout over that if you want to. But you could look just as far as your eye could see. You could see a woman with a dress, long hair, and a bonnet. Amen.
Yes.
See an old man with a pair of overalls, a long sleeve shirt, it buttoned up. I'm talking about sinner people. Well, look at us now. Can't tell them apart.
That's right. Dear God, help us.
Back to previous scripture before this, Bible said, for a woman not to wear what pertaineth to a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment. All that do so is an abomination to the sight of God. Don't you jump down my throat. God said it. God said it. How do men that work? Let me get behind the book board before you pull a book. But I got down at work here a while back, and one that come out in the newspaper about a boy going to school wearing a dress, and they turned him out and sent him home. Boy, them old sinner boys got mad. I mean, they were stomping. They said they ought to take him out and hang him. I said, hold it, boys, hold it, hold it, hold it. I said, why are you so complaining so much about him wearing a dress? Why, that's the awfulest thing I ever seen. I said, you wait just a minute. Your wife been cross-dressing for years.
Yeah.
Boy, did I ever put a stop to the shout. That's the way this mess started, with cross-dressing. Next time you see a man with a dress on, Michael Jackson or whoever he is, a boy George, whoever that, don't gripe too much about if you're wearing pants, lady. Do you preach that way at your church? Preacher, amen. There are some of my members. You ask them. But women, they begin to put on pants. I begin to put on overalls. Amen. Thank God, and here come along. How they cut their hair off. I begin to wear a baseball cap just like a man. And wonder why we're in the shape we're in. Next thing, the man, thank God, begin to let his hair grow out. I get him a few earrings, amen, a stud in his tongue, whatever. Thank God, then he got to work. I go down the street, you can't tell them apart. And we wonder why homosexuality is in the shape it's in.
Amen, brother.
You get out there today, you go to ask for a date, you might be asking a man thinking it's a woman. Now you come on and smile at me. I know the way to the house, but I'm going to preach this, the Lord help us. We are in a mess. And you know what? They don't want preachers like me trying to help them straighten it out. You ladies go back home and get in the ladies' place at home. And you men go home and get you something. I like a good place to pray in the Word of God. And get you a backbone built up. That you can get in the husband's place. To be the head of the house. And God, I guess if a man get where they ought to, the women probably follow. God said in so doing, amen, and so doing, mixing your seed, he said you would earn the seed and the vineyard. Amen. A little kid come in the world today, and God, they don't hardly know what they are, go through life. How no separation of boys and girls. Come on now, you help me. My friend, they grow up, boys start running around with a boy, and we wonder what the problem is. Amen. You preach at me, you shout if you want to. God bless your heart, but we got a mixed up mess. You know the place we need to start at? that. Thank God, not down at the house of God. We need to start at home. Amen. Thank God, you ought to go home and clean your house up, men. You ought to take your little girls and put dresses on them. Amen. Dress them like little girls. I teach them to be polite like little girls. I get them little boys, take them out and get them down yonder in a greasy mess and teach them to be a man. Amen. You wives, teach them girls to sew, how to cook and clean house. Amen. Not how to drive a race car or ride a mule. Amen. Teach them, bring them up in the ways of Almighty God. Boy, what a mess.
Amen.
Do you agree with me? What a mess.
Amen. Sure
we're
do.
In a mess, ain't we?
Amen.
But yet we go just to church just like he did in Jeremiah's day. God's going to give you peace. God's not going to send no judgment. I'll tell you what God's going to do. God's going to judge this ungodly generation. You think you've got it swept on the carpet, but God sees. You ain't a getting nobody. Your preacher may not say nothing about it. Your husband may not say nothing about it. But you've got a book.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I might all just hush. Don't be sowing your vineyard and die for seed. Boy, you got to where you can't tell one sex from another. Amen. I mean, this has been burning in my heart for a long time. How would they do? They say they go home being told the truth one time. Amen. Tell them to get back where they ought to be. Mama get to looking like mama. And daddy looking like daddy one more time. I take them little boys down to the barber shop. Amen. And get them a haircut. If you don't take them out there, man, mama take them to the beauty shop. They'll come back with a ponytail. They'll go down to the jewelry store with mama. They'll come back with an earring or something. Amen. Mama saw men stand up and be a man at your house. I guess that's about enough of that one. But we got a mess. No men. How long has it been? I'm going to ask you, how long has it been since you preached like that? How long has it been since you invited somebody into your church that would preach like that? Afraid you'll lose your pastorship. I tell them down there at home, I said, I have no problem of finding somebody to stand behind the pulpit and holler, don't sin, don't sin, don't sin. I have no problem finding somebody to get behind the pulpit and tell them how God loves them, and He does. Amen. That's the reason why He sent this book to direct you. But I have a problem of men preaching again the sins of our day. Amen. The things that's eating us up, our preachers are turning their back to it to where they can't see it. Amen. And turn around and tell them, so, oh, how you sweet you are. My friend, go back to preaching how the Word of God, and let whosoever will come to it, and them that won't, let them go down the road. He said, now not thou shalt not sow thy vineyard in divers seeds, lest the fruit of thy seed which thou hast sown and the fruit of thy vineyard be defiled. You'll have to agree with me. Our church is defiled by what we've accepted in it. Our homes are defiled by what we say we like the old time way, do we? I asked my church here a while back, some of them here. I said, we all the time talking about the old-time way. Now, how many knows what the old-time way is? It's more than a shout. It's more than running the aisle. Old-time way is looking into God's book and conforming your life to meet this book. And build your home just like this book says. Even when you go to Walmart, dress like God's book says for you to dress. Had a man come to me, one of my neighbors, a while back, and he said, preacher, I agree with you in partly. He said, I agree women ought not to wear pants or slacks in church, but I don't see nothing wrong with the outside. I said, and I start off with, you ain't disagreeing with me. I said, it's the Word of God that you're disagreeing with. I said, then did God say it was abomination for a woman to wear them to church, or did God say it was abomination for a woman to wear them?
Amen.
You know, he hushed right quick. I said, let the Word of God do the talking. Amen. He didn't say in the house or out of the house. He said it was abomination. Amen. Even if you're in the closet with the door shut, it's still an abomination.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
May never make it back, but I'm going to unload this one. Our homes has got defiled. You look at our children today. I mean, the way we're letting them, the way we're letting our little girls dress. Coming in the house of God. And it ain't the preacher's fault, it's mom and daddy's fault.
Amen.
You ought to have more respect for your daughter than that.
Yes, amen.
Oh, she's got to be with a fashion. You're going to let her go to hell with a fashion?
Amen.
Let me go a little further. Get off that. Our home's in a mess. They just about who, whatever you think to do. I heard a preacher here a while back saying, I let my children watch television and I get off another room, don't pay no attention. Boy, that's the wrong thing to do. That that fallen nature in a child is wanting to see that ungodly mess. I found an easy way to deal with that whenever I first got saved. Chunked that thing out in the yard and I ain't had no problem. You know, I found out after I got rid of that thing that my wife could talk. Boy, your kid was deprived. We'd sit around and read the Bible, have devotion and pray. My daughter's here, bought her a piano. She learned to play. We sang around the house. Boy, we was really deprived, wasn't we? Lay down at night with peace in our heart. We didn't have to wear it out somewhere. She was up shooting it up, out drunk. We know she was in the house where she should be. Didn't turn her loose and let her go wild.
Amen.
You know, we're living in an age today where we chain the dog and turn the kids loose. Thou shalt not plow with an ox and an ass together.
Amen.
Now, what are you going to do with that, preacher?
Yeah.
You preachers, be careful what you work with. You cannot plow an ass or an ox together. Now, I got to studying on that and got to studying. Now, what's the difference? Ox is a clean beast. Chews his cud, got a split hoof. God represents the man of God. Now, one time he said, Moses, not the ox that treadeth out the corn. He represented the ox as a man of God. And an ass was an unclean animal. Preacher, don't yoke up with everything that comes along.
Amen.
God give you a specification not to yoke up with something ungodly and unclean. Bring them in that's got two or three living wives, put them in the pulpit, said, I'm seeing people get saved. You're messing with something that's unclean. Bring them in with this here playboy, page boy type haircut hanging over their ears. One of them dudes ain't a preaching in my pulpit. Man preaches in my pulpit, he's going to look like he know God. Preacher, y'all, yeah, I'm going to get worse if I have to. God set me over that vineyard and I'm going to have to give an account to God Almighty what I left behind that pulpit. Don't plow an ox unto the same yoke. In other words, don't yoke up with this world. And thou shalt not wear divers garments, such as wool and linen. Wool we know come from a sheep, a lamb. So therefore we know God's satisfied with the lamb. And linen, I got to looking it up, and it's made from a straw or reed In other words, it come out of the ground, just like Brother Pace preaching last night about Cain and Abel's offering. And God said, don't you worry. What are you getting at, preacher? Don't you worry. Other words, don't come with one set of clothes on Sunday morning. I'll go back out Monday dressed and act in some other way.
Amen,
see you on a Monday playing old house, Sunday, how I love Jesus. Shouting your shoe heels all. See you down a Monday at Walmart. I dress like a harlot. Amen. God said, don't do that.
Amen.
I'm trying to close. We got a mess. We got a mess. Whatever you wear, you might not wear a suit of clothes. I don't. I wear overalls. And I cover my nakedness. You catch me in Walmart, they'll be just as covered as they are right here.
Amen.
I don't dress one way at the house of God and another at the other. Matter of fact, I preach a lot of times at home in my overhaul. In my home church, just go over and get up and just preach my overhaul. It's like, what a work in. But I dress in a godly manner. And God meant for you to not be two-faced. That's got us in a mess. I've got men that I work with down there. You meet them, and they'll talk the Bible with you. Man, they're so close to the foot of the cross that you think, hey, amen, they're toting it. And they walk right around the corner, Brother Kenny, and start talking to somebody else, and you slip up and hear them on the awfulest conversation that you've ever heard. Men, that ain't right. Let your conversation be chaste. Clean. That has become a saint. Amen. Amen. Brother, may be sure. Thank you for letting us preach.